Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the B'tochin series from the Chovos HaLavos, Shar HaB'tochin, primarily from the book of the New Translation from Rav Avigdor Miller. And we're talking about 10 advantages that a Baal B'tochin has over alchemist or alchemeia, which we said in those days they believed that this existed to transform gold, metal into gold and silver through very difficult ways. And here's the third advantage that a Baal B'tochin has over that person. Because Vashlishi, the third reason is, Ki Baal HaKameya Ein Amamin Al Tzoy Dizulasai. This chemist cannot trust anybody with his secret. Why? Miyurasei Al Nafshei. He's afraid for his life. People let out his secret that he's able to turn tin and copper into gold, and it gets to the government, they'll kill him. Or others try to take it over and get rid of him. So he has to work in secrecy. Again, in the belief that that existed, this would be the thing that would take place. But Vabaiter Belikim, but someone who trusts in Hashem, Eine Yorei Mipnei Adam Bebetchoinai, is not fearful of anyone sharing the trust. Avalu Misparabai, he's even proud of it. Meaning you're proud of having faith in Hashem. You're proud by not being fearing anyone except for Hashem. Like David HaMelech himself said, Belikim Batachti, I trusted in Hashem. Loi ira, I am not afraid. Mayase odomli, what can a man do to me? So this Baal Kamei, or any really truth, is per person who works that doesn't have betochen, they're constantly in fear. They're constantly watching. Maybe the parnas will be taken away from me. Maybe I'll be tattled on for something, or so on and so forth. Now, the idea is you trust Hashem and just let it flow. But Rav Avigdor Miller always warns this. He says this all the time because you can't misinterpret it. It does not mean you lean back and take it easy. There's no such thing. And he's stressing that the Chovos HaLavos is not saying this. As much as you hear about him saying, trust in Hashem, rely in Hashem, he'll take care of you, he'll give you parnasa, you have to taka believe this. But it does not mean you sit back. We're talking about people that are working, trying to make a living. Let's say farmers, they're working hard in their fields, or anyone pursuing a parnasa. That's a healthy thing. You need to work hard. And he said this. Many people mistakenly think that they have betochen, right? So what do they need if they have betochen? I'll work an hour a day and that, or nothing, and that's it. No. Some people, the 9 to 5 is their regular shtadlus. That Chovos HaLavos is not saying just work 1 hour and trust Hashem. No. You work your regular day job and whatever it is, and you trust Hashem. You do your normal shtadlus and you trust Hashem. I remember, I think this is fascinating, I went to some live shiurim with Rav Avigdor Miller, and it was in the spring summertime. So Thursday nights, the shiur was from 8:30 to 10. That's the Thursday night shiur. In the summer months, you know, the day was longer, so they had to say mincha 8 o'clock at times. So I went when mincha was around 8. They finished 8:15. So from 8:15 to 8:30, Rav Avigdor Miller gave a Chovos HaLavos shiur. I happened to walk in while he was in the middle of this shiur, because it was a little before 8:30. I don't know what the shiur was about entirely, but I think it was on this topic, because what he said was in a sing-song voice. He said this, money doesn't grow on trees. That's the way he said it. As he's learning Shar B'tochin, that doesn't mean you sit back. But the bottom line is he'll have security in his heart. He'll feel calm. He'll feel no fear for people. So that's the third advantage that a Baal B'tochin has over this Baal Kameya who turns metals into gold. For Ravi, what's the fourth advantage of a Baal B'tochin over this person? Right? He needs his stock in order to do it. He needs his merchandise. But sometimes he may not have it. Maybe he won't have enough. He doesn't have enough material to do his work. Let's say he has a great deal of him. He'll be afraid. Shouldn't be lost from him. Because it may get lost. In other words, some people amass a big amount of gold, a big amount of silver, but he's not calm anymore. He's not serene anymore. Why not? Because he's worried about it. Maybe it'll take away from him. Maybe he's worried about his own safety. Someone will rob him. And his heart will never be quiet. And he will never be calm because of the fear of his king, of the other people, who may discover that he created this gold and silver. In other words, it was illegal. Even in there, if it did exist, it was illegal. Why? The king doesn't want anyone to make money or make gold and silver from metal. The king wants a monopoly over the production of metals. And that's the idea. So, but if he prepares only enough to last him for a short time, right? If he only has manufactures what he needs, maybe he'll need more later. And he's not able to produce, maybe, because these resources will be taken away. But if one trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his trust in Hashem is strong. They will provide livelihood according to his will. Hashem will provide for the person when he wishes, over Mokim Sheyirtza, and in any place where he wishes. Like the Hashem does this as he nourishes an embryo inside the mother. How do you nourish a baby inside the mother? Hashem created that method. Or you have a little chicken and an egg and it breaks out. How does it nourish itself in the egg? Right? There's no entrance in the world for the eggshell to feed the chick. But Hashem prepares it. Or bird that flies in the sky. Or the fish in the water. Or a little ant with its all its weaknesses. You could learn lessons in Avodas Hashem. Which means sometimes even a little ant will have everything. Despite its weakness, Hashem will give him everything it provides. Lions, on occasion, could go hungry if Hashem decides he doesn't want to feed them. But that the lions may be poor and hungry, but those who seek Hashem will never lack any good. So one who trusts Hashem does not need to fortify his betachin. The betachin itself will get him there. V'omar loyarav Hashem nefesh atzadik. Hashem does not bring hunger to the soul of a tzadik. V'omar nari isigam zakanti v'lo isitanezo zarav akashlochem. I've seen youth that grown old, and I've never seen a righteous man abandoned, and Klal Yisrael, his children, will be protected forever. So this is a beautiful concept to have emunah and betachin. Hashem is in control of the world. Hashem watches over everybody. And v'chamishi, the fifth advantage, he's always afraid of people, the greatest people and the smallest people. One who trusts Hashem, He will be treated with respect by everyone, including the greatest. Even the animals and inanimate objects will seek his will. Like it says, Yoshim says that he, one who sits on refuge on high, and achrisit till the end of the pasuk, and it says also, Hashem will redeem you from hunger. So in summary, there are psukim here that explain clearly how beneficial it is for people who trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bracha natzlacha.